Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our yearly roundup of all the weird news that has happened in 2023. I'm back today with a few more weird tales from the year just past. This isn't your usual news roundup, this is strictly the stuff that makes you go, wow. As quite frankly, the regular news is far too depressing and genuinely terrifying. So instead, we'll be exploring a few lighter, weird and wonderful stories that may have not made it into the regular newspaper. Now that's not to say that these stories don't dally with the dark side, because they most definitely do, but there's also some light-hearted strangeness too. But don't worry, if anything is going to be hideously awful, then I'll give you a heads up first. So with the disclaimer out of the way, let's jump into March. Before we kick off today's stories, if you are new here, then hi, my name's Nikki and I make podcasts, videos and TikToks about all sorts of weird stuff. So if you're into that, which I have a sneaking suspicion that you might be, then please hit subscribe so we can hang out together again. And if you're not new here, then welcome back, old fiend. Nice to see you again. Now, when you think of a lovely Jack Daniels and Coke, if you drink of course, then what first springs to mind? For me, it's hangovers, because it used to be my drink of choice when I used to go out 5 nights out of the week. So if the thought of JD doesn't give you the balk like it does me, then you'll probably think fondly of it. Maybe a nice cool Lynchburg lemonade on a hot day, or a warming glug in your hot chocolate during the holiday season. I can guarantee, though, that the first thing you won't think about is fungus. Well, at least I hope not. But for those who have to live next to the distillery, that's all they can think about. In March 2023, the residents of Lincoln County, a small town next door to Jack Daniels' home of Lynchburg, Tennessee, went to the press to highlight the Last of Us-style invasion of their little town of a black fungus. The airborne particles had begun to cling to everything in the town ever since the distillery had begun production there. The trees turned black, fences and metal signs all became shrouded in the opaque dust, and anything that stood still soon became covered. The black fungus enveloping the town is known as whiskey fungus, an airborne fungal particle which will latch onto anything static and begin growing upon it. The fungus spawns as part of the whiskey aging process, and as the largest of the Jack Daniel's distilleries is there, it meant the town was suddenly exposed to a new type of fungus, which has now taken over. The fungus, which is black in colour, will grow across and then upward. So once something is infected, if the fungus is not removed, new fungus will just continue to grow upwards on the items. The fungus is said to not have any long-lasting environmental impact, but actually, there haven't been any significant long-term studies carried out to see if it does cause long-term problems. The residents of the town, alongside their concerns for their property, are also concerned for their health. It's not known yet if whiskey fungus has any effects on human health. Initial studies show it should be fine for humans, but again, long-term studies have not happened. So, what have the people living in Lincoln County done to try and rid themselves of their persistent fungal infections? Well, first off, it turns out that when the distillery was built, the correct permits weren't sought, and so therefore, they're suing the local authority. This has put any further expansion of the distillery on hold, as the courts have ruled that any further building is to be halted until the problem is resolved. At this current time, there has been no further updates, but it seems that so far, the People versus Jack Daniel's case is somewhat on hold until such time as they can work out how to stop covering the town in black mould. So the next time you have a lovely JD and Coke, try not to think about the process that went into making the drink, and definitely try not to think about the fungus. Moving on from fungus now, we're still staying within the boundaries of the natural world and learning about a shocking discovery found in a freezer. A woman recently recounted an astonishing encounter she'd had after buying a fish for dinner. After freezing it for 48 hours, she was surprised to find it was still alive just before she intended to cook it up for her dinner. Cindy Lau had purchased a batch of fish from her fishmonger, deciding to freeze them so she can consume them over a period of time. However, when she took the animal out of the freezer to defrost before preparation, she was astounded to observe the gills of the Crucian carp moving, despite having spent 2 days in the cool box. Realising the fish had managed to survive against the odds, she and her partner Paul swiftly took action, filling a bath with water. They gently placed the lucky survivor in the bath, where they would reside for the next 2 weeks as their new pet. During her trip to London for Chinese New Year, Cindy from Cheltenham spent her final day exploring the city with her friends. In the afternoon, she made a stop at the fishmonger in Greenford, where she purchased several sea bass and Crucian carp. These fish were thought to have been sourced from wholesalers earlier that morning, and you couldn't get fresher than what she took home. Upon returning home, Cindy placed the purchased fish in the freezer. The following day, as she started preparing the fish for dinner, she was taken aback when she noticed that one of the fish, which was busy thawing, seemed to be moving. In disbelief, she summoned her partner, Paul, to the kitchen. Observing the Crucian carp, she noticed its gills were still moving, and he confirmed the same thing. Paul commented, "She called me down as she thought she had seen the Crucian carp's gills moving and asked me what I thought. They certainly were. I was in two minds of whether to put the poor thing out of its misery, but Cindy said, no, it's a miracle he's still alive, so we got a bowl of water to put him in." Paul said the carp was listless for a while, but after 20 minutes, those gills were certainly going. We had nowhere to keep him except the bath, and luckily we have another shower room. Needless to say, he could not stay there, and it did put you off when you were trying to use the toilet. Lazarus, as he is now known, needed to be rehoused, if for no other reason than my girlfriend was then paying the fish more attention than she did me. Paul and Cindy knew they had to do the right thing by their new pet, and as they didn't have anywhere for him to live long term, they popped an ad on website Pets for Homes. Luckily for Lazarus, a lady with a pond full of koi carp came forward and said she would happily give the accidental survivor a new home. So Lazarus has now found his forever home in a swanky pond in Cheltenham, which is a million miles away from meeting your maker at a fish market in Greenford, which is a load of old carp. Sorry, I'll show myself out. I'd love to talk about something which has revolutionised my get up and go throughout 2023, and that's Magic Mind. I've fallen in love all over again with Magic Mind. It's a staple in my kitchen, and over the past year, it's been a lifesaver for me and revolutionised the way I work. Sipping on these adorable green shots alongside my morning coffee has become an unskippable part of my daily routine, and I find they give me calm clarity and an unwavering focus that just allows me to crush my to-do list for the day. This little super drink is my partner in crime for creating almost every single episode on my channel over the course of 2023, and I cannot recommend it enough. The longer I'm sipping on Magic Mind, the clearer my focus becomes, banishing those procrastination spells that can sometimes haunt me for days. A shot in the morning, about an hour before I start my research, allows me to just breeze through the tedious bits, retaining all the info I need, and to translate that into the episode you're currently listening to. These cute shots pack a punch with a delicious blend of nootropics, adaptogens, lion's mane and cordyceps mushrooms, ceremonial grade matcha green tea, and a bonus dose of vitamins B, C and D, along with immune boosting echinacea. Now, it's really versatile and you can mix it into your morning smoothie, or if you're like me, as we approach the hecticness of the holidays and time is short, I've just resorted to drinking it on the go. The dinky bottles make it perfect for your travels too. They've redeveloped their formula a little while ago and it used to be great, but now it's even better. I don't know what they've done, but it tastes better and I find it works faster. Now, I wouldn't recommend anything I don't love myself. Magic Mind has truly upped my concentration game and I really think it's revolutionised the way I work. So if you're struggling to hit that 100% every day, then join me on this focus journey. It's a total game changer. Now here's the real magic. I've conjured up an exclusive deal just for you. Head to www.magicmind.com/macabre London and use my code MacabreLondon for up to a jaw-dropping 50% off a subscription or a sweet 20% off your first one-time purchase. But hurry, the 50% off code disappears in just 10 days. That's www.magicmind.com/MACABRELONDON and use my offer code MACABRELONDON. Once the deal is over, it's gone forever, so make sure you take advantage right now and click the link in the description. Thanks for supporting our sponsor. Now let's move on to our final story.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding an alive fish in your freezer gives you the heebie-jeebies, then imagine finding out you live with a robber. For one teenager, a turn of events led him to discover that someone in his family was up to no good. An individual donned in a mask and attempting to rob a teenager with a knife remained oblivious to the fact that the intended victim was his own son. The 45-year-old, making an effort to conceal his identity with a snood, targeted the boy at Cranhill ATM in Glasgow on November the 19th of the previous year. The 17-year-old victim had withdrawn £10 from the cash machine near his residence. Sheriff Andrew Cubey, who imposed a 26-month sentence on the father, remarked in court, these are an extraordinary set of events. According to Glasgow Sheriff Court, the hooded perpetrator, whose identity is protected for legal reasons, was noticed by the teenager as he loitered near the ATM. Prosecutor Carrie Stevens said, as he put his card in his pocket and took the cash from the machine, he turned left and felt something against the left side of his face. He was pinned up against the wall by the neck. The boy felt a large kitchen knife pressed against his face. She added, the robber told him, give me it now. Upon hearing his father's voice and catching a glimpse of his eyes, the victim immediately recognised him. The astonished boy incredulously questioned, are you serious? Do you know who this is? The assailant, indifferent to the familial connection, asserted that he didn't care. In a surprising turn, the teenager lowered the snood, exposing his father, and inquired, what are you doing? The remorseful response came, I'm sorry, I'm desperate. After escaping the scene, the son recounted his harrowing experience to his grandmother before the police were notified. Subsequently, the robber was apprehended at his residence and initially refuted his involvement in the crime. However, he eventually confessed, stating, I didn't know it was him at the cash machine. I did it, and I will do the time for it. He acknowledged charges of attempting to rob the victim and possessing a knife in a public place. Edward Gilroy, the defence attorney, informed the court, his mother, brother and son are all extremely angry at him. And understandably so. I don't think he's going to be winning Dad of the Year anytime soon. Selection of weird stories. I really hoped you enjoyed them, and if you did, there will be more along soon, so make sure you're subscribed or following if you're not already to keep up with the series. If you like the show and what I make in general and want it to continue, then please consider becoming a Patreon supporter like our executive Patreon producers, Amy, Christina, Christoph, Kate, Kevin, Lisa, Mary, Meg, Rose, Sally, Sam, Sarah, Teresa, Terry, V and Veronica, and all of our other patrons too. If you sign up to Patreon, you get access to my other video podcast, Having a Problem, which is a lot of silly historical-based fun, plus hours of other bonus content too. If you'd rather just send a tip or a little Christmas gift from my Amazon wishlist, then I would massively appreciate that too, and I'll leave all the links in the show notes in case you want to check them out. And you might just want to head by the merch store, because there's a little special Christmas t-shirt there that you might just want to buy. An enormous thank you for even considering doing any of those things, particularly when I know things are tight for a lot of people, so it really does mean the world to me, and I'm always amazed people want to help me create this creepy empire we can all call home, and it feels very good to know that you do, and I feel very much appreciated, so thank you for being there. Of course, now there are all the free things, such as sharing the show around, telling your friends and reposting my social media posts. They're all more helpful than you know. Let's make 2024 the year I am finally able to do this full time. That's what's on the vision board anyway, and you're a huge part of making that dream come true. Thank you for joining me for this episode. I've been Nikki Druce. Remember to stay spooky, and I'll see you ghouls next time for April.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.